What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 82 of Calling All Crap Beer. This is going to be another shorty episode. And God, guys, as much as I want these damn episodes to be about beer, today's a little bit different. I got something that happened that I wasn't going to talk about it. I was going to, you know, a couple people that I spoke to were like, oh, out of respect for the person, you should keep it, you know, quiet and you know, not say anything about it. It's really not your place. You're not his family. But I don't know the guy. I don't know his name. And I'm not even going to put the actual location out there to put them on blast or anything like that. But let's talk about the vaccine, okay? Now, we're currently in a situation where we have a tyrannical government that is pushing this vaccine on us to the point that there are now several states tossing around the idea of vaccine passports. New York now has the New York pass, you know, and all this bullshit. We are actually supposed to go to a wedding in New York in October, and we ain't fucking going. Because now I will say this, okay? I cannot control the decisions that my wife makes. I love her to death, and I hope that she makes the right decision. But if she chooses to get the jab so that she can go to her cousin's wedding and spend that time with them, that's totally her decision. I won't be happy about it, and I pray that if she does it, that she does not have any adverse reactions to it. It scares the shit out of me, but I can't control her decision as an adult, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to control her. I'm not going to hold her down and, like, scream in her face and tell her, no, you can't do that. As much as I want to, I won't do that as a husband. I'll leave it up to her. And I just pray to God that she makes the right decision. But my kids are not getting vaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated. It's not going to happen. And having said that, means that the majority of our family is not going to go to this thing. And, you know, hopefully her cousin will understand, because we've already kind of had a little bit of an exchange online. And he is, I don't know exactly what he does. I know he's a PhD in something. He said that he deals specifically with RNA and he's like a molecular biologist or something like that. And I don't know his exact terminology or title or what he does or where he works, but he seemed to get very defensive about the vaccine and said it works. It's this, it's that. Obviously it doesn't fucking work, because people are popping positive that were vaccinated left and right. My wife's best friend, Karen, was vaccinated a few months ago. She just popped positive a couple weeks ago. We have other friends that were vaccinated that popped positive. My wife just had two people that work for her that were vaccinated pop positive this week. And then they're going to come back and say, oh, well, it's the Delta variant. There is no fucking test for this Delta variant. And that's the frustrating part, is like I said this in the last podcast, and I hate to keep making these shows political and, you know, about the vaccine and shit like that. And I promise you that even in this short little show, I will talk a little bit about beer. But I'm frustrated because they're bullshitting you. You walk outside my fucking community right now, and every single bench at a friggin' bus stop says, do your part, get vaccinated. No, fuck you. You do your part and shove the vaccine up your ass. So here's the story, and this is the honest to goodness truth. Actually happened to me today. I was leaving the gym, and I saw a rescue vehicle pull into the CVS across the street from my gym. And being the nosy person that I am, I rolled over there because it's not that far. And I kind of wanted something to drink, and I had like an excuse to go. But in my mind, I immediately was thinking somebody had an adverse reaction to the vaccine. Why else would a rescue truck be showing up to, you know, CVS? So I pull up, the rescue truck is outside, lights blazing. By the time I got there, it had already been parked and the rescue team had already gone inside, and lights were blazing. They had the door propped open. I go inside and there's people inside hysterical. The cashier is like crying. There's another lady that's kind of like seems like freaked out, standing to the side. And I'm just kind of like, what the hell did I walk into? Like, maybe this isn't what I thought it was. Maybe something more severe happened. Maybe there was like a robbery attempt and somebody got shot. Who the hell knows? But in the meantime, I'm still thinking in my head, adverse reaction. You know, somebody had an adverse reaction. So I go to the cooler, I grab a drink, and I'm walking back to the cashier. And as I turn around, I start walking back to the cashier, I see first I stopped and asked the cashier or one of the people that worked there what happened. And I was like, what's going on? And she's like, oh, she's like, we had a gentleman come in to get the vaccine, and immediately after he got the vaccine, he wasn't feeling well. So the nurse told him, you know, to the administrator of the vaccine, told him just to have a seat for a little while and wait. And he had a heart attack. We had to call rescue, and they're working on him. And I was like, wow. So a couple of minutes later, now at this point, I'm standing there with this drink in my hand. Nobody's checking anybody out. Everybody's kind of just like worried about this guy and what's going on, which is completely understandable. It's fine. I'm not complaining about not being checked out. I was myself like wondering what the hell was going on. And about 2 minutes after that exchange, the rescue team wheels out a body. And yes, a body. They wheel this gentleman out on a gurney, covered completely, and take him to the ambulance. And one of the girls that was waiting in line to get the vaccine with him comes around the corner and starts talking to the lady that I was talking to, who worked at CVS, and kind of expresses to us that he was a 50-year-old guy, that she had a little conversation with him while they were sitting together waiting. He seemed perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong with him. And now this dude is dead. They're wheeling him out dead into an ambulance to take him to the hospital to go to the morgue. That's not okay. Now, is it completely random that I just happen to, that me being who I am and me having the feelings that I do about all this, that I just happen to stumble across somebody getting, dying from the vaccine? Yeah, it's kind of wild, but that just goes to show you how friggin' common it is. You go to openvaers.com. Okay. So far, the last time it was updated was July 23rd, which is now almost 2 weeks ago. And there's 11,940 deaths that have been reported from the COVID-19 vaccine. There were 39 people who died from the swine flu vaccine, and the government pulled it. They said, nope, that's too critical. That's too many issues. We're taking it off. It had just under 400 adverse reactions and 39 deaths total. And the government pulled the vaccine and said that it wasn't safe. So why on earth is it okay now that we have almost 12,000 people that have died as of the 23rd? It's been 2 weeks. So who knows? It could be another 5,000 people since then. And over 500,000 adverse reactions to these COVID-19 vaccines, but yet they're still pumping them out. They're still telling us everybody's got to go get vaccinated. It's been proven. Dude, Fauci came out himself the other day and said that the vaccinated people are super spreaders, that they have more live virus in their nasal pharynx than people who have never had the vaccine. Come on. Like, what? Meanwhile, we got the moron in chief in the White House telling everybody that he's going to mandate this vaccine and make us all have to get it. Thank God I live in Florida, and Governor DeSantis has basically said, fuck that. Obviously, he does encourage people to get the vaccine if they want to, just like President Trump does. You know, President Trump has never said that it should be mandatory, but he said that he believes in the vaccine and that if people want to get it, they should, but it's a choice. I don't agree with that, because I literally look at the scenario and I think it's like playing Russian roulette with your life. Why the fuck would I, as a healthy person, go allow them to inject this poison into my arm, not knowing what the outcome is going to be? Now, don't get me wrong. I have family members that have got it and are okay. But that doesn't mean that 6 months from now something might happen. I pray that it doesn't. I don't want anything to happen to my family members or anybody that's gotten it, to be honest. But at the end of the day, how do we trust this whole scenario? How do we trust this whole thing to where it's okay to just walk in and say, here, go ahead and give it to me, because you might as well hand me a revolver with one bullet in it and say, here, take your click. It's not cool. And I don't understand how people don't see this stuff. Like, do you not look at the information before you and actually check it out before you go make these kind of life adverse decisions for your life? Like, do you not actually investigate what's in something before you go allow somebody to inject it into your body? I had that mistake. I remember being a young kid powerlifting and allowing my coach to put a needle in my butt and give me steroid injections without knowing what was in it. He could have been injecting mercury into my body for all I know. And that was a mistake that I made because I was young and stupid. But there also wasn't the internet. There wasn't, well, there was, but it was like, so there, it was so slow and new that there was nothing like what we have today. We didn't walk around with smartphones where you could just Google the name of a friggin' drug and find out all about it. Meanwhile, we have virologists, scientists, all these people coming forward saying that no one has been able to isolate COVID-19 and provide a specific COVID-19 sample to date. Nobody. Not a single person has been able to isolate the COVID-19 gene or virus or whatever you want to call it. I listened to a virologist talk about it the other day. He said, and I forget what college he works at, but he said that their lab has been requested over 1,000 samples from the CDC. And to date, every single sample they have received has either been influenza A, influenza B, or the common cold. They have not received anything that shows proof that a COVID-19 virus even exists. Why is that? A month ago, you would ask me if I thought COVID-19 existed, and I would have said, yeah, I think it exists, but I just think it's a little bit more severe version of the common cold. I mean, the flu. Now I'm not so sure. When you look at the death numbers last year, they're exactly the same as the year before. We know that masks don't do shit. So, I mean, it makes no sense. And you look at the regular flu numbers from last year. What I think somebody, I don't know the exact number, but somebody mentioned something the other day that I think the CDC officially has announced that there was 164 flu influenza deaths last year. You know how many there were in 2019? 64,986. So all of a sudden, influenza is no longer a thing. Went from 65, almost 65,000 deaths 1 year to 164. Does that not send fucking alarms off in your head? Does it not make you go crazy wondering why this bullshit is being touted and we're being pushed to take this friggin' jab? Is anybody worried? Or are you all really that stupid that you're just gonna be like, yeah? Because if you're that stupid, come to my house. We'll play Russian roulette. At least I know with a revolver, you got a 1 in 6 chance of making it out of here alive. I don't know that you can say the same for the vaccine. Because the problem is, it's not just death. There's so many other things, from blood clots to cardiac, you know, to heart attacks, where people, to Bell's palsy, to paralysis, to myocarditis and pericarditis, and all kinds of shit that's going on. It's not just the deaths. There are people who are literally paralyzed from the waist down because of this vaccine. I don't know, man. I don't get it. I don't get the push. I don't get the... I just don't get it. You know? I was laughing my ass off, right? Because I get... There's this app, or it's like a Facebook page for your neighborhood. It's called Nextdoor. And although I do have one, and I don't remember... I'm not active on it or whatever, I laughed because I woke up this morning and there was actually a post in my, because I get emails from them where, you know, with like the week's top posts and things like that, and even though I could care less, I get it all the time. But I woke up this morning and there was a email from Nextdoor that was talking about getting vaccinated. And I was like, what? Like, I mean, are you people really like, is it, I mean, are people really that dumb that they're going onto like neighborhood Facebook pages and telling people, hey, and trying to like shame people into getting vaccinated? Like, I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Like, there's no way that, you know, then people are talking about face masks in school. You know, I don't know. Somebody said, all right, well, I'm trying to find the damn post that I was telling you guys about, because there was a like meme that was part of it that said, that had something that was like vaccinate or coffin or something. I don't fucking know. I don't remember, but I wanted to read it to you guys because I can't remember where the hell, but I can't find it in my email because I got so much shit in here. But anyway, it was just stupid. I'm reading this and I'm like, you people are really that fucking dumb that you're like pushing the vaccine, especially for your kids and people like that. I mean, you gotta be, I don't know, man. You gotta be ridiculous. You know, I've talked to some people who have pretty reasonable explanations for why they got it. Like, for instance, I'll bring up my pastors at the church, and yes, I do go to church despite having a potty mouth like a son of a bitch, and I know I do. But I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I am not religious, but I am spiritual, and I love my God and my church, and my pastors are absolutely amazing. But let me tell you, so I talked to my pastor. Him and his wife both got the vaccine. So did his parents. And their explanation was simple. They didn't want to have to wear masks, and they wanted the congregation to feel comfortable enough around them to be able to actually come up to them, to interact with people, to shake hands, to give hugs. They didn't want people to worry about getting the virus from them. But now look where they are. Now the vaccinated people are super spreaders, supposedly. So, I mean... It almost nullifies the fact that they got the vaccine to begin with. So I'm just done with all this crap. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I literally just watched a guy get wheeled out of a CVS on a gurney dead from the vaccine. 15 minutes after he got vaccinated, he went into cardiac arrest and they were not able to revive him and he died. Come on, guys. Like, if that doesn't make you think, that doesn't make you at least question this whole narrative, there's something severely wrong. I don't know what else to say. I wanted to... Let me put it to you this way. It makes me want a beer. You know? Because I'm just like, fuck. You know? Like, I want to enjoy my damn life. You know, and I've actually, unfortunately, started to get some of the nerve pain from my back. Some of the nerve pain has come back from my herniated disc to the point that it's causing me discomfort. And I got really frustrated because I was like, last night I couldn't sleep. I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning and went out and sat in the chair in our sitting room. Fell asleep for a couple hours in the chair sitting up, and even sitting here talking to you guys right now, I'm having like a shooting pain down my hip from my butt into my hip and then into my quad. And is it as bad as it was before? Nowhere near. But is it frustrating enough that I'm like, dude, I'm 60 pounds down. I was 301 as of yesterday morning. And I started this whole journey at 361 on June 8th. So basically June, July, August, July, August, 2 months, I've lost 60 pounds. And I'm stoked. I'm feeling good. I'm getting stronger every day. And then this happens. You know, I'm like, come on, man. So I manage it the best way I can. I'm, you know, icing, ibuprofen, stretching. I went and did a back workout today, and you know, my upper body is fine. I have no pain in my upper back. I have no pain in my arms. I have no pain in my shoulders, neck, hands, none of that stuff. But you know, my now the right leg was the one that was the severe issue before, but I kind of had it in both before I got the corticosteroid injections. And now it's the left side, which was the first one that I had a problem with over a year ago. And that's the reason why I started going to the chiropractor. But It's just frustrating, you know, like and I'm managing it. I went to the gym today. I still have my second workout to do, which I'll either ride my bike or I'll do. Actually, I'm probably going to end up doing what my buddy said. I spoke to my buddy John today, and he told me I should do like 45 minutes worth of flutter kicks to try to help strengthen my core. So it's probably what I'm going to do if I can even manage that, or a couple of different like on the ground, pardon me, on the ground core exercises. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can't wait to have a beer. I'm 30 days away, September 5th, 31 days, technically, because September 5th is my last day. And I'm stoked, man. I mean, 60 pounds. I mean, I lost a person already. You know what I mean? Like, well, like a child. You know, and I feel great. And with the exception of that little bit of pain that I'm in now, I mean, I feel fantastic. And I do want to plug a company real quick and talk a little bit about them before I get out of here, which I know this is probably, I think I've already gone on for like 20 minutes, which is probably way longer than the short episodes are supposed to be. But I want to talk about these guys because I really enjoyed this product. And there is a company in Colorado, and it's called, I guess it's just called Hop Tea. And they literally brew tea with hops. And it, like their Instagram page is drink hop tea. So I'm pretty sure that that's the name of the company. Actually, Hop Lark is the name of the company. But born and brewed in Boulder, Colorado, available nationwide, limited releases on our website only, non-alcoholic, gluten-free. I mean, it just looks amazing. And they have all kinds of cool stuff. But so far, I've had two. I've had their, they look good. So I've had the Citra hops, which is with, I believe, white tea, which was, let me tell you, like, you crack that bitch and it smells like a beer. And then you taste it, and obviously it's not a beer. It doesn't have the creaminess. It doesn't have the fluffiness of, like, you know, what, like, an IPA would with citrus hops or something like that. But it's very citrusy, massively refreshing. Like, I mean, you can really taste the hops. And I was just like, dude, this is good. Like, if this was a beer, I would really like this. Like, if there was a alcohol version of this specific style of, like, tea or beer or whatever, I would love it. And I really, really enjoyed it. I got it at Target, and I bought two. I got the Citra Hop one, and then I had the Mosaic Hops, which is, I think the Mosaic one was with black tea. I gotta look at it real quick. The Mosaic one. So the Citra one is sparkling Citra with white tea. Yep. And then the Mosaic one is green tea. So the Mosaic one was made with green tea. And dude, I'm telling you, like, if you're beer fans like me and you like the whole concept of just beer being brewed, hops being used, I would get some of this shit just to drink it when you're not drinking beer. But it would also be, it's also going to be my go-to liquid refreshment in between beers once I start drinking beer again. And I actually had the owner of the company, I posted about it on my beer page, and actually had the owner of the company reach out to me, and I'm waiting on a package from them that they said they were going to send out to me, which I think was really, really cool. Like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, the guy's name is Dean, and he saw my weight loss post when I had lost like 50 pounds and 56 pounds, and he was like, oh, dude, similar story here. I dropped 50 pounds, and told him a little bit about the podcast, and then he was like, hey man, give me your address and I'm gonna send you out, you know, some good stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. So I was excited to see what he sent to me, because he said that he was gonna send me the basic stuff that you can get everywhere, but he was also gonna send me some of the experimental stuff, and he really wanted to get my feedback on it because I'm the craft beer guy. And I'm excited, and I encourage you guys, man. You see this stuff in, you know, your local grocery store, Target, wherever it is. I got mine at Target. I'm not sure exactly where they're available. They do have a website, and the website is hoplark.com, and they say that they have, like, special flavors and stuff on the Hoplark website. So go check them out. I encourage you guys to give it a try, because I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think you guys will like it a lot. And like I said, I mean, it's not beer, but it's definitely an alternative and something good that you can drink when you're not drinking beer or in between beers if you want to make sure you're staying hydrated. So, all right, peeps, thank you so much for listening to another one of my rants. Sorry that this has been so, you know, virus and bullshit related, but dude, if you're not done with this shit, I don't know who the fuck is, and we're ready to move on with our lives and just get back to normal. So, next episode will not just be me, I promise. And it's probably going to be me and Thomas on Saturday, and we'll actually talk about something more than just this garbage that's going on. So, talk to you guys later. Peace!